Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Everybody, it's a lovely Thursday evening here on the East Coast. I'm Michael Kay, your entertainment co-host for At Home with Victoria, and welcome to another edition. Victoria, the lovely news lady, is actually in New York City. I believe she's going to see Evita, the new play with Mr. Ricky Martin, which ties us all in tonight. I'm thrilled. I was waiting for this show all day. Alex Cambert, two-time Emmy Award winner, and from Fox's Utilistama network and host of the famous show Hogar Express. He's going to bust me on my accent, but I don't care. But he's here tonight. And also YouTube internet sensation Preston Leatherman, 22 years old, Oklahoma born, Texas raised, and Nashville living now, will be here a little bit later tonight. And you may have seen his videos on YouTube. He's 2.76 million hits and been interviewed by the best. So I'm going to start off with a little bit of music. I need you to go ahead and really focus your energy on Mr. Preston. And then coming right back, Alex Cambert. And two Emmys this guy has, and he's funny as hell. So let's start off with some music. Preston Leatherman, I'm So Broke, Don't Go Away.
There's nothing to see in my wallet. I turn my phone off just in case you've been calling. I got a negative balance in my bank account. Had to move back into my mom's house. It's a pretty high price to pay, but I really like to get away. But I'm so broke, you don't even know. I rob a big house and they won't even notice what's missing. And if they catch us, they're the ones paying for prison. I get three square meals, free room and board, all the luxuries that we can't afford. It's a pretty high price to pay.
Somebody
Preston Leatherman. I'm so broke. Alex, 22 years old and talented. Don't you want to just poke him in the eyeballs?
I hate him. I'm about to choke him. I mean, and I got to tell you, he wrote a catchy song. I'm sitting there going, I'm so broke. I was singing along. I heard the song once, and I'm singing I'm so broke with him. I mean, damn, kid, this guy is talented. And by the way, this is also a song that every Latino can relate to because it says negative balance in my bank account and I had to move back to my mama's house. That describes every Latino that I know. So he's now reached a bigger market. Now he's encroaching on my people. Stay in your lane, Preston.
I know, but Preston is the voice of the people. He identifies with everybody economically right now. Alex, buddy, so nice to have you back to the show. You're no stranger to it, almost, Victoria. How was my pronunciation of Utilistamas Bogar Express?
Okay, by the way, I'm glad I'm not next to you because I have a feeling you're expectorating when you say that.
I am not.
Yeah, you are. It's like the whole say it, don't spray it kind of thing. At first I thought you were having a seizure. I actually called Victoria on the other line, and I said, you've got to help him with the Spanish. It was great. It was fine. No, it's Hogar Express, which is basically just home express. We give really simple, quick tips to every sort of household problem that you could ever imagine. But you did very well. Thank you for playing on Wheel of Latino. Yay.
Thank you for having me. I really, you know, long-time listener, first-time caller. What's going on with the show? How's the show progressing and stuff? Unfortunately, I've only been able to watch a few episodes on Hulu. Apparently, there's only a few up there. But
Do they have the episodes up? You know more than I do. You know what? I catch it on our cable provider and Comcast and all this stuff. You have to get subscribed to the Latino package. What Utilísima is, it's an absolutely fantastic, that's the network, it's called Utilísima, and it really means, it basically means useful in Spanish. There are things that are useful, and it's all sorts of household tips. It's sort of, imagine like home and garden kind of television, but 100%
right.
In Spanish for Latinos, not only in the U.S., but in Latin America. It's existed for 30 years, and to be honest, I didn't really know too much about it, and they came to me and said, hey, would you like to host a show? And I'm like, I'm single, I'm a mess in the kitchen, you know, George Foreman is my friend, and his grill is my savior, and it's a lot of fun, because we decided to add a lot of kooky, wacky, stupid, silly stuff. I mean, one episode, I bought a trampoline and I put it in the living room. So all the people that came into the show, our guests, had to trampoline. So we did all our interviews like that. I had them bring a mechanical bull in and we did an episode about that. On one episode, I was hanging from a harness. Stop it. Don't say anything. Shush.
Oh, no. See, that was the episode that I caught, though, mister.
Shush.
I just thought that cannot be comfortable.
Yeah, you know what? It wasn't comfortable. To be honest with you, I don't think I'll be able to have children, but I was up there for about 8 hours. And
wow.
That's what people don't get to see. It was my very, very first day. I think it was a welcome and an FU at the same time because I couldn't I was up there 8 hours on the harness.
Wow.
Yeah, it was not, and if you've ever worn one of those things, it hits you in a place that, you know, afterwards I was, you know, talking like Justin Bieber.
It hits that perineum, causing those blue things that happen. I mean, it can't be good. But you know, it was good.
Wow.
Television, I will have to say it. And quite frankly, the episodes I've caught, Alex, are charming. I have learned some really good Spanish. Apparently, I can't pronounce them. But,
I was
going to
say,
you know,
you learned some good Spanish. You
I'm
haven't
trying.
Put any of it to use, but
really, I'm Ukrainian. I mean, what do you want from me? I mean, it's all cabbage and pierogies here. So. It's as bad as it gets. But you've got a couple things in the hopper. I want to go ahead and first, Alex. I didn't really know that you were a 2-time Emmy Award winning broadcaster.
You did not know that? Yeah. You know what? Go ahead. I'll tell you a funny story about that.
Well, no, I had no idea. It wasn't on your IMDb page. It wasn't until I actually logged on to your actual Facebook fan page, which I thought I liked years ago. I mean, I have no idea why I didn't. Anyways, going through that information, it's like, God, wow, 2 Emmys. So did you actually attend the mainstream Emmys, or did you attend the Kathy Griffin's Schmemmys?
I call them the Schlemmies too, by the way. I do that too. No, what it is the Latino ones are done in a more regional. You know, you compete up against other Spanish programs, and because the headquarters of both Latin networks, Univision, both of the major ones. There are other ones as well, and I should not slight them at all. But both of the major ones in this country are in Miami. They do them sort of Florida-based. And anyone who works in Spanish television is allowed to participate. But I won them. But you know what's funny? I'm very proud of them, but they were the only two things I ever submitted. Wow. And I never submitted again because I was just like, you know what? I didn't enter this thing to win awards. It's nice to be recognized, but I really much prefer when you say to me, I saw that episode and it made me laugh, or I saw that episode and it cheered
right.
me up.
Yeah.
But this is the funny thing about those Emmys. I keep them in the closet. I don't even... I know. That's a whole other joke. They're waiting to come out, right? I'm an Emmy!
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I wasn't going to go there, so...
No, it's fine. And by the way, should we sing some Evita because Ricky Martin is doing and Victoria's there? Should we do a little, you know, Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
Let's do it.
The truth is,
Never loved you.
That's it. People do not now need to go see Evita.
It's all here. It's all here in home of Victoria.
I keep them in the closet, and when my mom comes to visit, the first thing she does, she doesn't say hello, she doesn't say anything. She goes into the closet because she knows that I keep them there. She gets them out. She polishes them, and she puts them on the mantelpiece. And for the whole time that she's here, they stay there. She leaves. I pack them back up, and I put them in the closet.
You know what? That's so interesting because most people go ahead and find those to be a beacon of what's to be, what I can become, and everything like that. But, you know, I watched the Academy Awards this year, and I got it. I mean, it's awards. Everybody's happy and stuff. It's a big back patting thing. And although I wouldn't mind having an Academy Award, it can't be your goal. It can't be your desire to go ahead and do something just for the fact of the, you know, of the accolades and the bullshit. You know, and it becomes a little... cumbersome to go ahead and tote around on your back, don't you think?
Honestly, that's why I never submitted again.
Yeah.
I won them. I was grateful that I won them, but I didn't get into this business for awards, for money. Any creative person will tell you, you do this for the love of the art.
Doing, yeah.
And that's the reward of it. Now, there are many things, and I have been blessed in a multiplicity of ways that have come as a result of it. But honest to God, it really isn't the reason you go into it. And kind of a lot of it, and you see this now more than ever, people want to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be that people wanted to be good at something, and the byproduct of that is that they were famous. And now you have a whole bunch of people, a lot of reality show stars, that are famous because they're famous. And that doesn't appeal to me. That's fine for them if that's how they want to handle their life. But I really want to be a good television host. I want to be a good broadcaster. I want to be a good communicator. And I want to bring a smile to people's face. I do that, and I've done my job. And that's why I came into this. Once you start thinking awards or, hello, I'm a two-time Emmy Award winner, then, by the way, I don't know why that voice came out of me.
But, that came from nowhere.
Yeah, I know. But once you start thinking of that, Michael, you've lost the real reason why you're in this business. And then I think, honestly, you become full of shit.
No, certainly. There are those people, like I will go ahead and make mention of Miss Meryl Streep, who won this year, which I thought her performance was always stellar. I'm a huge Meryl Streep fan. There's a point where your craft announces the accolades versus the – who's your favorite reality personality to absolutely – I don't want to use the word despise. It's a little too harsh. But the fact that someone is famous for absolutely nothing, do you have a favorite one to go ahead that really picks your craw?
I'll be honest. I don't partake in it. I don't watch those kinds of shows, and I know that a lot of people do, but I don't love – the real world people. I wouldn't want my young niece and nephew to watch that show and aspire to be those people. People acting poorly and boorish and butchering the English language isn't something that I aspire to be. It's not anything that interests me. Some of those people to me, and not only on that kind of show, but on other shows, they're like hemorrhoids with feet. I mean, yeah. They're not. They don't really do anything for society. It's going to pass because real talent is what matters. That's why Meryl Streep has had the career that she's had. And, you know, I've been very lucky to interview her on many occasions. You would be flabbergasted to know that she is the realest, most down-to-earth person that you could ever meet. Unassuming, natural. My first question for her was like, do you realize that you are Meryl Streep? Like, you are Meryl Streep. Like, and she didn't even know how to respond because she's like, yes, that's who I am. And, you know, again, she wants to be excellent at her job. And then awards come from that. But none of them really. I mean, are there any that you really, that stick under your craw? You're like, I don't like them.
You know, there's just so many right now that I just find. Usually I visit reality television to have that, you know, hour that I can just go ahead and escape. Dance Moms is a big one for me to hate. And
it's true.
But, you know, it's just, I don't know who should be in prison, the teacher or the parents. It's one of those things where I just, and it floors me because I'm infatuated by numbers. So I go ahead and actually watch the number of people who are tuning into that show. And really, the audience is what dictates what's on television. So there's enough people funneling their energies into what that is to watch, which I just find that to be, I don't know who wants to escape. But, of course, I'm that person tuning in. On Facebook last week, I said, would someone please drive over here and change the channel? Because I can't stop looking at it. It's a mental illness. I'm sure it is, but I agree with you. Talent will always foster, and talent like yours will certainly do. What do you have coming up in the hopper?
I have something that I'm working on that I can't really talk about because I'm super, super Latino and superstitious, and then we'd have to get, like, you know, a spiritual healer in here if I said something. But I can tell you this. It's going to be on the internet. It's going to be because what I really, really am focused in on is this sort of new generation of media and getting my message out to people. You know, Preston has done an amazing job of doing these videos. You know, 2.7 million hits on YouTube means that people have started watching him, and he's gotten his music out there. And so I'm sort of I'm now that I'm an old fart, I'm taking my cue from the youngsters and using this interweb or the mobile phones and all that sort of stuff. But really, I want people. And the other thing that's going to be cool is it's going to be in English and Spanish.
Wow.
So that everyone can sort of participate in it. And there's a huge component in it which will allow for the audience to participate with me. So, because I think that's the way that things are going. And it really, really interests me. My agents think I'm crazy because I've put other things on hold. And they're like, you realize this is a paying gig? And I'm like, yeah, but I want to do this. I want to get this out there. It's sort of one of those things where I've got to express myself. But it's really, really cool, and I'm really, really excited, and I'm waiting for everything to get finalized. And hopefully within the next 3 or 4 days, I will finalize it. And it's honestly, it's big. It's something people haven't really done before. Very interactive, very, 2.0 of me. So,
fantastic. I am intellectually aroused. By your description.
I was like intellectually aroused. That's
what I'm giving you right now. I want to go ahead and thank everybody up in chat, all the new guests, as well as Marby in Nashville producing a great chat room. Shannon Sebold is joining us from the UK. Buddy, I'm going to go ahead and pray another Preston song. But after the break, let's take your questions for Alex Cambert. You can go ahead and post them in chat or give a call at 718-664-9364. That's 9364. This is Preston Leatherman with Let's Get It On. I should know the girl in that, but I can't seem to find her name. But that is Preston Leatherman. What'd you think, Mr. Alex?
That was really good. I mean, and you know what I love more than anything? That he did an old school song his way, and it shows that he's respectful of, you know, music history, and I love that. That was obviously from the great Marvin Gaye. It's like circa 1971 to 1973, if I'm correct.
Very correct. And at 22, he must have been 3 months old when he heard that song.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how could he have ever known that song? By the way, he's duetting with a woman named Lindsay Harris is who he's duetting with.
Wow. Thanks for doing my job for me.
There you go. Well, remember, I'm a journalist, too. I'm a two-time Emmy Award-winning broadcaster.
Apparently, that's the rumor, yes.
So take that and smoke it. But I thought that was really, really nice. I really, really enjoyed it. I'm a huge music fan, and it's great to be turned on to new music and someone really doing their stuff. I really applaud him, and I wish him all the best.
Absolutely. What are you listening to nowadays? What do you find really good? Because I was talking to Tom Slack, who attended the Grammys, where Nicki Minaj did her whatever the hell that was. I wasn't really sure. I mean, I was stunned, and I asked him, too. I says, after the Minaj performance, I said, what happened? He says, well, they cut away to commercial, and so the audience was silent. It was almost like no one knew what to do or what they saw and stuff. And I thought that was pinnacle because, to me, I think if you have too many accessories on that you're hiding something actually really good. What was your take on that?
That was crazy.
What was my take on it?
That was, I mean, that's almost an insult to crazy. That's, I mean, that was wacky. I mean,
yeah.
But listen, I love artists doing some crazy shit, but that was some crazy shit.
Well, there's, I mean, I love my crazy ladies. Like, I love Ellen Burstyn in Requiem for a Dream. I love that kind of level of crazy, but you don't want to live with that crazy. You don't want to sit next to that crazy. That's the crazy that you just go ahead and watch on television, you know what I mean? I mean, there's that certain level. Nicki Minaj, I think she wants to be a Gaga, but just doesn't have the vocal talent or the musical talent. I mean, that's just my... And I hate to go ahead and trash on Nicki Minaj because I'm going to get emails on this shit, but I just don't get it. And it frustrates me because a good friend of mine, Susie, came over and she brought this music editing software. So we basically had a couple glasses of wine, loaded it, and made some stuff. We made some pretty cool stuff for really fast. And I thought... Is this really what music is? No one plays instruments anymore. Everybody just goes ahead and lays down tracks, samples them, rearranges them, adds the beats. And where do you see music going from here?
See, that doesn't bother me. I love when people sort of reinterpret, reinvent, and sort of give a spin to the old classics. Like, I mean, I really, really love that. So that doesn't bother me. I mean, I kind of applaud that if they're good. But I'm with you. I think sort of what everybody's happened with Gaga, and Gaga took all this performance to such another level, basically, you know, what Madonna had brought to sort of pop music, a level of theatricality, and now everybody has to out Gaga, Gaga. Mm-hmm. And that's what that performance seemed like to me. Like, she was trying a little bit too hard. But there's a lot of cool new music out there. I mean, if you're into UK soul, there's a woman named Emily Sandy, who has some great songs, one called Heaven. There's a woman, I believe she's from Copenhagen. Her name is Nabia, who has really, really great, cool stuff. Some of her songs are called, like, Deep Sleep. And I like a song that she has called You Ain't Never Played the Bass. And if you like Latino music, one of my favorites, and I'm hooked on them every time I listen to them, they're a brother and sister team, and their idols are sort of James Taylor and Carole King. So they come in from that sort of folky, almost acoustic sound, and they're named Jesse E. Joy. So that's what I'm listening to right now.
Well, you know what? I would highly suggest you go ahead and tune in to Jesse Terry, Jesse Terry. It's like if Rick James and who's the other one? Neil Young had a child. It would be
Rick
his
James
voice.
Rick James and Neil Young had a child?
It would be in every Inquirer, every Star magazine, absolutely. But that's sort of like what his voice smells like.
Wait, hold on. I'm not even going to let you finish. Neil Young and Rick James had a child.
No,
people
James Taylor. Not Rick James. James Taylor.
Oh, but you said Rick James. Rick James.
I may have.
Rick James is the super freak. He's super freaky. Yow. Now,
would be a child.
If Rick James and Neil Young had a child, oh, my God, what I would not give for that. That was the best brain fart ever. Rick James and Neil Young. Oh, that's genius.
Well, I try to accommodate.
Oh my God! And by the way, now I'm picturing them trying to conceive a child. So
I know that would be hard.
No, I don't even want to go there. That's nasty.
Difficult. I'll change the vernacular. Absolutely, it's my bad.
So if James Taylor and Neil Young had a child, by the way, I don't know if that's any better, but I understand now the type of music.
He sort of looks like Josh Groban kind of a thing, but he's got this really cool mellow beat. I'm trying to backtrack and kind of just restore something here.
You haven't restored it. You just said Rick James.
You know what I'm talking about. You know, it's one of those things.
The super freak and Neil Young of Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young.
And Young, absolutely.
That is funny.
It's a crapshoot.
That is funny stuff.
It's a crapshoot. Let's talk about you in acting. Why don't you do your own sitcom? What's with that? I mean, who do I call? Who do I have? I mean, you're hilarious, man. You did the Jay Leno spots on the Tonight Show, the Man on the Street, promoting you to the High Highness of Latino audiences. Why don't you get your own show? Who can I call?
You know what? It's really, really it's really, really, really interesting. I had years ago, when I first came out to L.A., yeah, you know, you're young, you're brash. I was like, do-de-do-de-do-de-do-de-do. I had come up with this concept about my crazy family, because my family is sort of crazy, and I called it One Flew Over the Cuban's Nest. And thank you for appreciating the reference. And, you know, it was NBC, actually, and very few people know this because I don't ever talk about it. NBC actually bought the rights to it.
Really?
Yeah. And we tried to make a sitcom. We never quite got the script right. The problem is, anyone who's been out through this process, you know, you have the studio, you have the writers, you have the network, you have the development executives all putting their 2 cents worth in about what your family was like. So, you know, it started off, you know, I was, you know, in a Cuban family, and by the time the network got to it a little bit and the studio and the writers, you know, it was me and a Vietnamese family. And I was like, well, it's odd that my grandfather is Vietnamese, you know. And that's sort of the process that happened. It's very, very difficult to get it done. But I tried that for 2 years, Michael, for 2 years, because there are a lot of people who have said, you know, Spanish Seinfeld or that kind of thing. And I honestly think we were a little bit ahead of our time in terms of the kind of humor. People didn't understand the importance of the Latino community and how big as a demographic we would get. You know, right now, I think there are over 50, they're like 50.3 million Latinos. One out of every 6 people in the United States is of Latino origin. In California, it's 1 out of every 2. And what's coming is even greater. Under the age of 18, it's 1 out of every 4.
Really?
People in this country are Latino. You know, there's a huge wave coming, and no one quite knows in entertainment how to target that demographic. But yeah, we're trying. You know, again, what I would say to people is, hop on my Facebook page. You know, hit that like button. The more people that do that, the better it is, because, you know, networks start looking at it. You know, like, I'm sure music labels are looking at Preston because he has 2.7 million hits. He's proven that he has a following. Mm-hmm. So the more people that sort of do that, the better it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead and check out Alex Cambert on Facebook, Facebook.com/AlexCambert. Like him on his little public page, which I'm telling you, you are a wonderful social media friend, because you actually respond daily to your fans, which I will have to go ahead and say that takes a lot of energy going in and doing that for someone as busy as you. So, I mean, hey, Alex Cambert is the real deal.
Well, thanks. You know, I believe in cyber, I believe in social, and I don't, you know, people say, and I've been interviewed a little bit, how do you respond to the fans? And I don't really think that it's fans. It's almost like a cyber family. People come and, you know, I post something different every day. I post either a video, I post a photo, I post a behind-the-scenes stuff. Sometimes I just turn people on to music that I like, or a quote that'll make you think, or something inspiring, something funny, something that'll make you laugh. And my belief is, if you take the time to come visit my page and write me a message, then I should take the time to respond. And I really do respond to almost everybody. Some days I'm online for hours, as you have seen, and people just keep on responding. But I think that's what you have to do. I'm privileged, you know? So
absolutely. Plus, it gets to be that morning you wake up, you put on your house coat, you walk onto your social internet balcony, you type something, good morning, friends, and good morning, blah, blah, blah. It does get that way, and you get to actually identify a lot more with the people who give a shit about you. I mean, Alex, you're a funny guy, and I think you're super talented, and I can see a lot of great things happening for you. And I'm going to make mention real quickly that Preston Leatherman is actually on the line, so let's go ahead. Woohoo! We're going to go ahead and beat you up, Preston. I know you're listening to us because you're too pretty and too talented. But until then, I got Preston Leatherman with Taylor Swift, Don't Go Away. Alex, don't go away either. I know you want to go ahead and chat with Preston. So this is Preston Leatherman with Taylor Swift. Stay on, Preston Leatherman, coming up right after this. Preston Leatherman. It is an absolute pleasure to finally meet you. I talked to James in ad nauseum about you. Love your music. Love
so
your videos.
I
think you're a hoot and a holler. Welcome to At Home with Victoria. Alex Cambert's also online, too. He's another big fan. We're just going to go ahead and have a big bitch fight and scratch you because you're so pretty and talented, okay?
Oh, my gosh. You stop that.
How are you, my friend? What's new tonight? You're on the road.
I am on the road. I'm currently sitting on a park bench. My life is so random. I'm sitting on a park bench in the middle of downtown Atlanta talking to you fine folks.
Are you sitting on a park bench because you're so broke that you can't afford the hotel? What the hell?
That's exactly it. That song has so much truth to it. There's actually a secret third verse about that I'm writing currently right now about sitting on a park bench in Atlanta.
Maybe we should start a telethon. Let's help Preston. Please donate
some
money.
Help Preston.
Donate now.
Get a motel to talk. I was just in Florida. Playing out of college, and so I'm on the way back, and so I pulled in, and I'm just hanging out in Atlanta for the evening before I make it all the way back to Nashville. So,
well, I totally appreciate you joining us, Preston. Let's talk about your background a little bit. You're Oklahoma born, Texas raised, and now Nashville living. How long did you live in Oklahoma? When did you find the music bug?
I spent kind of the first half of my childhood, split between Oklahoma and Texas. And, I did music. I started playing piano when I was about 5. And, of course, you know, it's one of those stories where, you know, my parents forced me to. And, you know, I was locked up in a old lady's house with a bunch of cats who smoked learning piano while all my friends were out climbing trees and stuff. But, of course, I hated it. But it wasn't until I actually moved to Houston and quit taking lessons that that's kind of when Alicia Keys came out and all these rappers and such started using kind of old, like, old school soul samples from Motown. And it kind of turned me on to that whole, like, Motown R&B jazzy type sound that kind of became cool in popular music again. And so I just really, from there, I just started digging into eventually like old Motown, like Temptations, Jackson 5, Ray Charles, all that sort of stuff, and just got really into it. And so I just started teaching myself all that by ear. And By ear. Yeah.
No.
Sick.
By 2 ears.
You're not Van Gogh. But
I'm not Van Gogh. I didn't have, my wife bit it off or chopped it off or something.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know what happened.
Oh, really? By ear?
Yeah, I don't know. It's, you know, math and science never came to me at all, but I can, any song I've ever heard in my life, I can replay it.
Well, Alex, it's not like he chopped off his ear and started strumming his guitar using his ear as a pick. I mean,
we haven't gotten that far in the interview yet.
I'm just fascinated. What I love and what I commend, and this is what we were talking about earlier, I love that you researched the samples that they were using, because that's cool that you went back and said, you know what, I like this riff. Where does it come from?
Yeah,
and that's
exactly.
That's what I love.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And that's the thing. Let me kind of fast forward a little. I mean, so, you know, I know a lot of artists, you know, who you hear doing interviews and stuff. They're like, oh, I'm so influenced by old school. I mean, sure they might be, but I mean, I truly am. I mean, I don't discriminate against music. I truly love, you know, 60s R&B as much as I love country, as much as I love Broadway, as much as I love, you know, rap and hip hop. I mean, I just love all different kinds of music. And so, when I moved out to Nashville and I'm working on the EP, have y'all played Saturday yet? I don't know if y'all have.
Not yet.
Okay, gotcha. So with these new recordings and stuff, you know, there's this whole kind of Nashville singer-songwriter vibe. I don't know if y'all are familiar with, like, Dave Barnes or Ben Rector or anything. It's a very distinguished sound, which is definitely a part of who I am, but, you know, and it would have been really easy for me to fall into that, but with this new EP I have coming out, I didn't want to just, you know, who says that just because I'm a 22-year-old white kid from Nashville, I have to sound like this, you know? I'm about to prove you wrong. So, I mean, with these recordings, I really just, you know, whatever, just whenever I was writing the songs, just whatever came out, just is what stayed, you know? So, you know, some of the songs have like a real, like, old school, like Motown sound. And another one will have like a real, like Michael Jackson dance type track. And there's another one that's very, like a sick, you know, like a rock ballad type song, like along the lines of The Fray. And so I really, you know, I think for so long in popular music, it's become just so comfortable and natural for people just kind of, you know, a lot of it's due to record labels, but them just saying, hey, you have to sound like this, your whole album has to sound like this, and they just kind of get put into sound. And, you know, but back when, like, Elton John, Billy Joel, you know, that era, you know, they, you know, Billy Joel literally has... has songs and styles of every different genre of music. You know, he's got like doo-wop, he's got rock, he's got, and that's kind of like a lost art, you know, kind of a multiverse singer-songwriter who can do all different kinds of music. And so I'm trying to kind of start that new trend again and kind of try and be at the forefront of that. And so yeah, we'll see what happens.
No, and One of the videos that I love the most, Alex, you should go ahead and check this out. He does a rendition of Benny and the Jets, and he does it in multiple cities just simply with an upright piano. Stunning, brilliant. And I will have to say, I'm happy you mentioned Elton John and Billy Joel, because, Preston, buddy, I know you're young, but what I see you is, I see you becoming that iconic status of entertainer. I do, because your voice is that sharp and that necessary. We need a new one, kind of a thing, to go ahead and shine the beacon on new artists. Your sense of humor, your intelligence. I've read your blog, one of the most flattering blogs, not flattering, but the most charming blog I think you've written was
when
you were actually in Nashville for 1 month and 2 days.
And
believe you actually made it there. What Nashville
I'm
is a place.
Right,
no, Nashville is a place that you can't even hit a bag of pennies without someone in a band, kind of a thing. Why would you choose to go from Texas to Nashville and be thrust into that den of sharks? Because there's huge talent there, buddy.
I'm still asking myself that question. you know what? There were so many reasons to not go. You know, but all you need is one good reason to go. And, you know, I kind of, not switching gears at all, but I kind of have this whole life model. I realized that, you know, I was doing the whole graduate high school, go to college, get a degree, blah, blah, blah. And I just felt myself getting sucked into that whole, you know, just train track of life where, you know, graduate college, get married, have kids, get a job, fast forward 30 years, retire, and die. You know, I mean, you know, that's just what life is for 95% of people, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I just know there's so many people in life who get awesome opportunities put in front of them, and they just don't take it just because they're kind of scared to, you know, kind of go off the beaten path. And so anyways, you know, I just kind of felt myself getting sucked into that, you know, kind of life of just mundane, everyday routine. So, yeah, I mean, it was really, honestly, one day, I mean, I don't know what made my decision. I didn't know anyone in Nashville. I didn't have any connections, but something was just like, you know what, just pack your bags and do it. So I literally packed only my instruments, my clothes, and my laptop. And, you know, didn't even necessarily have a place to stay in Nashville. I just drove out there, and you know what, I mean, just from day one, just you know, I don't know, you know, part of it's my work ethic, part of it might be a God thing, I don't know, but stuff is, you know, really worked out really well and continues to like work out well for me. So yeah, I mean, anyone listening who, you know, any advice I can give, rather than don't take piano lessons from a crazy cat lady who smokes. is, you know, just you know, all you need is just one good reason to do something can outweigh the bad by
right.
a million miles. So, yeah, I mean, if you got something, you know, a dream or anything like that, I mean, just go for it. I mean, especially, you know, when if you're younger and you know, you're not tied down. You know, I have a lot of friends who are about to graduate college and all that stuff. And, you know, that window of opportunity to kind of, you know, be unattached and just chase whatever dreams you have, you know, right in that time frame. So I'm doing what I can.
Absolutely. But dreams don't come without hard work. Let's talk about 2.76 million views on YouTube. Buddy, how did that happen? I heard of the back end story. Apparently, a lot of it stemmed from your Christmas Mariah Carey video. How did that all happen?
Yeah. I heard the end of what Alex was saying. Is Alex still on, by the way?
Yeah, I'm still on. I want to know
what Mariah Carey song did you do? Yeah, well, I mean, with my YouTube account, I mean, Alex, kind of like you were saying, it's kind of, you know, people ask, you know, how do you connect with your fans and stuff? And, you know, you don't really view people who comment on Facebook as fans, you know? It's kind of like, you know, a family. And, you know, I honestly have the exact same feeling, you know, if someone's going to take the time to comment on or leave a message or something, you know, you should take the time to do that back. So anyways, yeah, but with my YouTube account, you know, it'd be so easy for me just to play guitar and from my laptop and put up videos and singing songs, you know, but, and, you know, tons of people do that, you know, but like you said, you know, you always got to find a way to kind of stay ahead of the game a little bit. And so with my YouTube account, you know, I definitely obviously have, you know, my music side, like half of it. The other half I try and show. You know, with Twitter and YouTube and Facebook, it's so easy for fans to be connected to you, and they want to feel connected. So, you know, I use YouTube to post, you know, funny videos and, you know, skits and stuff like that, just because, you know, the more stuff you put up like that, people feel like, you know, you're a friend of theirs, not just some guy singing on YouTube, you know? So I started this series, Dancing with an iPod in Public, where it's pretty self-explanatory. I go somewhere in public and dance my little shoes off. So I went, it was only a few months after I moved to Nashville, but I went to the mall there and put on a gorgeous Christmas tacky sweater and put some Mariah Carey Christmas songs in my ear and just danced the night away. And and then after that, it just kind of took off. I think one night it had like, you know, about 15,000 after a few days, which was pretty good, I thought. And and then that next morning, I mean, it was posted like on the CBS News Worldwide homepage, and then it just started taking off. And so the genius thing about it is, you know, that video's, you know, 1.5 million views later with that, is it's brought so much attention to, you know, people see that, you know, but then, you know, within the video I put, hey, look, follow me on Twitter, hey, do this. You know, people get curious, and so they'll go to my website or check out my other videos, and they'll be like, oh, this guy sings as well. And so it's brought so much attention to me as a person rather than me as just, like, a dancer or me as just, you know, a singer or something. Like, just put it in perspective, before that all happened, I had 100 YouTube subscribers, 400 Twitter followers, like a little under 1,000 Facebook fans. And then just from that, just from the video taking off and people noticing all the other work I've done, I'm right at 10,000 YouTube followers, 17,000 Twitter, and like over, I think, 5,000 Facebook or something. So automatic, I mean, just, you know, all you need is just that one, you know, connection. And, you know, but from that, I've gotten just so many emails and stuff from people who are saying, you know, I first just saw, you know, your dancing video. But from that, you know, I saw all your other videos and I loved your music and I went and bought your stuff on iTunes. And, I've had some people within kind of the Nashville, not really, but I've just had, like, some people mention that, you know, they kind of view it as cheating. You know, what I did as far as, you know, putting up a viral video that isn't music and then turning it on to my music. But really that's what, you know, with Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, that's what the game has kind of become, you know? Like I said, people want to people just don't want you to be a musician. They, you know, they want to feel connected to you and all that. And, you know, the videos and stuff that I put up obviously strike a chord with some people. So.
Preston, I'm sorry. I'm watching this Mariah Carey thing. It's funny as hell. You're dancing. For people who have not seen this, he's dancing in the mall. I mean, I would have described it as this crazy white kid dancing in the mall to a Mariah Carey song. Did anyone try to stop you? Did they give you dirty looks? Did they...
But see, Alex, you can only get away with this when you are 20 years old dancing in a mall. They would have had hospital people drive up with us in straitjackets by the end of it and pour it away. Only get away with it. I want to go back to the chat room. Catherine Taddy, my butt would have been arrested in the hospital for 72-hour observation. Absolutely. It's what happens when you're that level of
what
goodness.
The hell? I mean,
I know.
This is funny.
That's
anyone...
what everyone faces say as if I'm dancing past them.
did anyone say anything or no?
You know what? I think I need to go into like be a spy or something because I have some obscure ability to be able to just sneak into places, dance real quick, and then just get out. And no one, I mean,
that shit though, and you would have had to.
I think this is funny. Everyone should watch it.
there's two other dancing videos. There's one to Footloose, and then there's a Valentine's edition that we did to Hollow Notes, You Make My Dreams Come True. So fun time. Yeah, those are a blast to do. I mean, I absolutely love everything I do. You know, just getting to travel, and you know, the fact that I'm talking to you from a park bench in downtown Atlanta just cracks me up. But I love it. You know, but I mean, those videos are just such a blast to make, and. Especially the last one, we got a flash mob involved, and that one was a blast to do. So,
cool.
A lot of your videos are just involved with a lot of, I'm guessing, friends and stuff like that, like the I'm So Broke video. It's just basically a one-shot wonder kind of a thing, and then you go into editing. You do everything on a three-year-old laptop.
I sure do.
You sure do.
I sure
Brilliant.
Do. We should start a fund to get Preston a new laptop. Along with it, no. You know, it's worked out really well. It's kind of funny how all this has come together because, you know, when I was really young, I was that kid who was always asking his parents to use the video camera to film movies with his friends. And so I've always been super into video. And then I get super into, like, HTML and web design. And obviously I've always been into music and the graphic design and all that sort of stuff. And then, you know, fast forward 22 years, all that comes together in the social media age that we're in, where, you know, I do everything you see on my website, I did. All the videos, you know, I do by myself. You know, all this sort of stuff, you know, has come together where, you know, a lot of, you know, even my friends within the industry in Nashville, you know, having to pay, you know, people to produce, like, quality videos for them and pay people to do their website and stuff. And, you know, me, it's kind of, I've been just going through a musician social media training camp my whole life without even knowing it, you know. So it works out really well because I'm, you know, I can do everything on my own, do everything how I want it, and, you know, most importantly, not have to export it out and, you know, pay people to do stuff. So
yeah.
You've got to You've got to watch, I'm sorry, this Valentine one. How in the world did you get so many people involved?
We put some dollar bills on the string and we ran through the mall, and people just followed after us.
That's funny. I love it.
This guy has better marketing than Madonna.
I don't know. I'm not on the Super Bowl yet, so we'll see. I mean, you know, that's kind of the beauty of, you know, just after the Christmas thing took off and I kind of just got all this tension, you know, I just put out a few tweets and just like, hey, meet me at the mall, I'll wear some pink. And there's about 75 people who showed up, you know, which is just absurd. So like you said, because the videos before, I've always had to use my friends for stuff because, you know, it's like... If I send out a tweet to my 300 followers, they'd be like, oh, okay. But So, yeah, now I actually have people at my dispense. More ha ha ha.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead, Preston, go ahead and give us the address to your account, where the, your website, where Saturday launched October 21st.
Yeah, I believe 25th.
And it's Saturday is a fantastic song. We're going to play it in a bit, but go ahead and give us a little bit of background on that one, and I want to give it a play.
Yeah, Saturday is the first single from EP that'll be coming out soon. And, yeah, man, I mean, like I said, I really just wanted to come out with something that was so anti-Nashville, you know, something that was just very breaking the mold. Like, even though I'm a singer-songwriter who's just as comfortable playing, you know, at a coffee shop with just a guitar and a piano, you know, as you'll hear with this song, like, I'm just as comfortable producing, like, a hip-hop, 80s, Michael Jackson-inspired dance track, you know? So what I decided to do is put it up on noisetrade.com, which is a site where you can download the songs for free in exchange. All you have to do is put in your email address, and that way I can just send you pictures of my face from time to time. So, yeah, just go to PrestonLeatherman.net, and there's a link to it on there, and you can download the song for free. And, yeah, all I ask is if you don't like the song, just spread it along, and that way other people can enjoy it and hopefully spread it to their people as well. So.
Absolutely. The song is amazing. Preston Leatherman, Saturday. Don't go away. We'll be right back. pressing, buddy. We're going to go live to a call from the 441. You're live on the air with Home of Victoria with Michael, Alex, and Preston. Can I have your first name, please?
Hi.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's new, Shannon?
Nothing much.
Well, do you have a question for our lovely guest? I mean, Alex, the funniest man on the planet, and then Preston Leatherman, yeah. The next YouTube sensation, better than Bieber because Bieber didn't play an instrument. Just saying that.
Just saying.
Just saying. Shannon, what do you got?
Nothing.
Shannon?
Oh. Okay. Oh, she...
She's been dropped, apparently.
Okay.
Apparently, she could be calling from her cell phone.
Anyway.
I have no idea.
I was going to pretend to be Shannon. I've got a question for Preston.
She's
okay.
Lovely, a charming gal from the UK. Let's go to Preston. Preston, what do you got coming up here? I see a lot of things in your calendar on Thursday, April 19th. At the Regal Green Hills, Saturday, April 21st, at Cars for Kids, Monday, April 23rd, Belmont University.
It's just crazy times. yeah, man, I'm heading back right now, and well, after I get off the phone with you folks. And, yeah, I mean, it's kind of, I have a few shows coming up in Nashville, and we're finishing up work on the EP and all that sort of stuff. I'm just kind of getting that prepped for the summer, and then, you know, fall, I'm going to be on the road just pretty much the entire fall, just traveling around and playing. Yeah, and then I'm working with I've had this awesome, just really cool opportunities just pop up my way, and one of them is the National Film Festival.
Wow.
They've asked me to, you know, help out and kind of be like an MC of some sorts and create some shorts for them as well, so... I'm working with them, like, over the next few weeks and stuff, so I'm really excited about that. And yeah, man, just a bunch of cool things. I only do cool things. That's all I do.
Well, you've also been your song has been featured on ABC's Families of the Lion Game, too.
Yeah.
On January 7th. Fantastic little bit of information, and so proud of you, man. Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and take a call. In the 615 area code. Let's go ahead and give a listen. Hey, you're live in the Home of Victoria with Alex and Preston.
Well, this is Mayor.
Hey, Mayor, how are you, doll?
I think he's checked out of talking. I love Preston Leatherman, and you know I love Alex Cameron.
Well, you turned me on to Preston, and of course I turned you on to Alex. But Marilyn, what's the best thing you like about Preston? His sincerity, his blog, his talent.
Who am I here?
He he's so hilarious, and his excellent intelligence on marketing by doing this.
Well done.
And his music. I mean, he's a great singer.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Hey, and as soon as I get back to Nashville, I will pay you the $10 that we made a deal for you to say this. So, no, thank you. I appreciate that. I really do.
Absolutely. Let me ask you, Preston, where do you want to become in 5 years? Do you want to go into acting? Do you want to just go ahead and do music? Because, I mean, I can see you on Glee. I can see you on 1,000 projects.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I honestly have no idea. You know, if you would have asked me that question 5 years ago, you know, it would have been a completely different answer. You know, I definitely feel like now I definitely am on the right path to where I want to go and know what I want to do. But, yeah, I mean, I'm so open to anything that's thrown my way, you know, whether it be music, whether it be acting, whether it be Broadway, you know, I just really, in 5 years, I really just want to be able to continue to just keep doing what I love and just making people happy, you know, with what I'm doing, you know, whether that just be putting up YouTube videos or, you know, whatever it is. I mean, hopefully it's something a little bigger than that down the road. But, yeah, man, I just want to continue to just make... you know, be able to do what I think I've for all this to do, which was to kind of entertain people in some sort of fashion, whether that be on purpose or by accident. But, yeah, so that's kind of my very broad, vague answer for you.
I was
buddy.
This is how you know that you're young. He said, where do you want to be in 5 years? If he asked me, where do I want to be in 5 years, I would have said in a nice nursing home with a respirator. You see, this is why he didn't ask me, and I'm mad.
You would have been in a nice Raisin Ranch where they would have changed your diaper twice a day. I mean, that's where you would have been, Alex.
I mean, yeah, I can't even think 5 years from now. I mean, my plus one is a respirator. I mean, you suck, man. Like, all of you people.
That was
fine. Oh, man.
I'm fine.
I just giggled.
Preston, I can't thank you enough for being with us tonight. Both Victoria and I and the third, Alex, wish you the best. We're running out of time here. Please feel free to come back anytime. Anything you have to say. We're huge fans, so I don't want to gush and become one of those
stalkerish
fans. I don't want to gush. I mean, seriously, you know you're good. And I see decades of a career for you on
so many levels. Well,
I really do. I think you are that talented. I don't promote bullshit, but you are really, really channeled and talented.
Oh my
so
gosh, my head is just
you.
Ballooning right now. I'm just gonna.
Well, that's what happens. Alex,
just
any
kidding.
Last words? Any last words of wisdom for the very young Preston Leatherman?
Honestly, I've interviewed just about everybody in this business, and I can tell you the ones that really have a career and stay doing what it is that they love to do, focus in on the work.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Don't worry about any of the other bullshit. Don't worry about any of that. Really love the work. And honestly, if you love it and it comes from a good place and you are enjoying yourself, people will take the ride and the journey along with you. I promise.
Yeah. No, I'm a firm believer, you know, I mean, I know the show's got to wrap up and stuff, but you know, I'm a firm believer in, you know, hard work will definitely get you where you want to go. And so, you know, you won't find me out in Nashville, like out of the clubs, out the bars on the weekend. Cause you know, literally every like waking second, my head, I actually just put up a blog kind of about this, but every waking second, my head is constantly just kind of thinking of ways to, how can I outdo myself? You know, I always say I'm my biggest competitor with every video and every song I do. I always try and outdo myself just a little bit. So,
brilliant.
Yeah, so I'm constantly just kind of battling myself. My head hates me. So, yeah, but, guys, thank you so much for having me on. Like, I really appreciate it, and it gave me a reason to get out of the car for a little bit and walk around. So, appreciate it.
Can't thank you enough, buddy. You take care, and we'll be following with you. I'm going to be talking to James, and anytime you have something to go ahead and say, please say it here, okay?
All right, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Love you tons. You be good.
All right, bye, Alex. Bye, guys.
Alex, really?
Yes, sir. Now, I know the show is wrapping up because it's past your bedtime. So don't you tell me. I mean, this kid, I got to tell you know what I like about him? Super charming, loves what he does, and the videos are entertaining, and they're entertaining because he figured it out. He's enjoying himself. If you look at that Mariah Carey video that he did in the mall or the one he did for Valentine's Day, he's having a blast, and that
I've
is contagious.
Them all. And like I said, I mean, if you and I would have done that, we would have been arrested and in a psychiatric hospital. I mean, it's not good that way. But plus, the kid is really talented.
Yeah, he really is. I mean, he honestly... He is, and he loves what he does. I mean, to me, the biggest, best thing about him is his absolute attitude and his just joy for doing what he's doing. And he sort of figured out in this social media world how to market himself. And you know what? He's doing it. As he said, he got a training course in, you know, social media 101, and he's doing it, and he's figuring it out, and there are only good things coming for him.
Cool. Honey, I can't thank you enough for pinch hitting for Victoria tonight. It was totally fun to have you on. huge, huge fan. Always will be. Think
anytime,
you're hilarious.
Anytime
absolutely.
You need me to come in, I'm here for you guys. I love you guys.
Cool beans. Buddy, you take care, and we'll talk
you
to you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Alex Cambert and Preston Leatherman tonight on At Home with Victoria. I want to give many thanks to everybody up in chat. Barbara Dixon, Candy Knox, Gina Cali Diva from California, all the new guests, Catherine Taddy, Marby from Nashville, great producing, Shannon Sybil from the UK. Huge love to everybody. Want to go ahead and close the show with replaying one of my favorite songs, I'm So Broke. Huge love to Alex Cambert. The guy kills me. So talented, so smart. So on behalf of Victoria and I, we want to go ahead and say goodnight. Preston Leatherman, I'm So Broke. Take care.
I'm from the CYP, but there's nothing to see in my wallet. I turn my phone off just in case you've been calling. I got a negative balance in my bank account. Had to move back into my mom's house. It's a pretty high price to pay, but I really like to get away. But I'm so broke, you don't even know. I rob a big house and they won't even notice what's missing. And if they catch us, they're the ones paying for prison. I get 3 square meals, 3 room and board, all the luxuries that we can't afford. It's a pretty high price to pay.
Been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelly Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.